News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, hosting Right Side Radio. Hey, listen, folks, we're going to just take a minute here to tell you, you got to know more about etaxbreaks.com. I know these people personally, too. In fact, the ones that I usually speak out about individually, it's because I also know them. And they're part of our team. They've been with us since day one. I've known, though, that they have 23 years of experience for a long time because I used to work with them some. And folks, these people find your business money you didn't know your business qualified for. Did you catch that part? They find you money. They find you money. I'm not talking about they get you signed up for loans. There's nothing like that. They literally say, okay, how do you run your business? Where did you place your business? Who did you hire? How long have you been in business? Did you survive the pandemic? Things like that. And they go, check, check, check. Oh, look, you qualify for these programs. We're going to get you that money now. And they go out there and they find it. Last month alone, they invoiced out over $7 million in found money for their clients, and they only get paid if they find you money, period. That's it. So, folks, you got to check this out. I mean, just go check it out. They've got a right side landing page for our listeners. So go to etaxbreaks.com/right side and check them out. I think you're going to be impressed. etaxbreaks.com/right side. All right, let's talk for a minute about Afghanistan, because this story is not going to go away, and not on my watch is not going to go away. I got a lot of emotion wrapped up in it, but there's some interesting news coming out right now. I will say this: the State Department is just having a wonderful day, a wonderful, wonderful day. Oh, it's a big day for the State Department, because some planes are beginning to leave on commercial flights out of Kabul Airport. All right, it's no longer Hamid Karzai International; it's now just Kabul International Airport. So 200 foreigners, including, by the way, Americans, left Afghanistan on a commercial flight out of Kabul today. It's the first such large-scale departure since the U.S. and other forces, of course, completed their frantic withdrawal. The flight manifest includes Americans, U.S. green card holders, and other nationalities like Germans, Hungarians, and Canadians. I'm just telling you, our State Department, the fact that they're celebrating this, I guess, is on the one hand good, but on the other side, it was of their making. They're like, woo, that thing we did wrong, parts of it are getting fixed now, finally. And I'm just telling you, it's amazing to me to watch. So they had the big extensive airlift, the frantic, you know, get them all out. Oh, don't get them all out. Well, we said we'd get them all out, but we don't have time to get them all out because we have a notional deadline of August 31st. Oh, by the way, the Taliban are now in charge. Oh, who's in charge of the Taliban? Well, you know, every terrorist on the watch list is now in charge of the nation of Afghanistan. We just created, by the way, by virtue of the actions of our Biden administration's State Department and Department of Defense, we just created what used to be a terrorist organization into a terrorist nation state. That's what we have. You've got literally the top leaders of the Taliban who are on the watch list. We got one guy who is now the Department of the Interior leader for Afghanistan, which is their version of basically the secret police or the FBI or something like that. He's the one, by the way, who also vets people. If they're getting on a flight, his office is the one that vets people. You know how many Afghans he's killed? Do you know he has a $10 million bounty on his head? And that's one of the Taliban's top governmental leaders now. Four of the top governmental leaders for the Taliban were former Guantanamo Bay detainees who were released by President Obama / Joe Biden back in the day when they negotiated with terrorists to get the traitor Bo Bergdahl back. And they gave away these hardcore Taliban who are now in charge of that country and laughing at us. And on the weekend coming up, as we remember 9/11, they plan to announce their formal government on 9/11, the same people that helped harbor Al-Qaeda and allow 9/11 to happen. But I think one of the other things that has to be watched is let's take some time to dissect who it is that the Biden administration just put in charge of this now terrorist nation state. What are they like? Well, the Biden administration is very concerned because they don't seem to have an overly inclusive government. How about this? They have an overly terrorist government, you knuckleheads. But they don't have enough, you know, LGBTQ and female inclusiveness in their. Well, of course not. They're the Taliban. Did you think something was going to be different? They literally behead women right now. Women police officers in Afghanistan are being executed because women are never supposed to have a position of authority in Afghanistan. But But the interesting dynamic we have on that, here's the but, the interesting dynamic we have on that is that this world of Afghanistan, while it just took a 20-year leap back, it's not entirely a 20-year leap back, because for the first time, they have the technology to be able to get the word out. And the word's not always good, but it used to be that the word couldn't even get out. In the era of smartphones and internet capability and video phones and the ability to put this thing up on the internet and get it out, it's going to change things. And while we don't have the intel capability that we should have because the Biden administration abandoned it, at the very least, the people are occasionally going to be able to get us their stories. And I'm going to play some of this for you. Copper, go ahead and get clip three ready. You let me know when you're ready with clip three. But clip three is actually a female student in Afghanistan who is going to tell you what she's concerned about. I want you to think about it in two ways. First of all, what is she saying? But secondly, realize she's able to tell us, which 20 years ago could not have happened. Go ahead and play clip three.
I am furious and saddened about what is happening. After all, we have dealt with so many challenges and issues within the traditional society of Afghanistan over decades, and we have fought for generations to achieve what we have right now as females in the society. And finally, in the past two decades, women, we were finally able to study, work, speak up, and be considered as individuals. However, now, after all, a group of savage puppets are trying to imprison us once again. They're taking away the rights that we have gained with years of suffering and fighting. This situation isn't bearable at all.
Well, then there you go. I mean, can you imagine a society where part of her response is to say, we are finally able to live and to work and to study. It shouldn't be that way. The very idea that the Biden State Department is going to say, well, we thought you'd have a more inclusive government. We thought you'd have a more inclusive government. Well, of course they're not going to have a more inclusive government. They're the Taliban. Have you not paid attention? This is who they are. This is what they do. But the other side of this, and what I have to keep reminding myself, is that when I was there at the beginning of the war, the infrastructure was destroyed. And the very idea that someone wanted to make a phone call, well, who were they going to call? There were no phones. There was no means to do that. And so, yes, is the Taliban trying right now to destroy cell phone towers and limit capabilities? Yes, but they know they can't entirely, because satellite capability has increased exponentially since that time. People understand how to buy a generator and to fire up the laptop, and to gain remote access via satellite to upload something that never could have been seen 20 years ago. So people, I'm telling you, hang on to that, all right? Because the Taliban are not going to be able to operate completely in the dark like they used to. And a classic example of this is, so Lara Logan, who I've told you before, I love Lara Logan's reporting. I mean, she is not afraid to mix her emotion in it, which I think is what makes some of her reporting so compelling. But Lara Logan is extremely concerned about women's rights, and I'm going to stick with that theme here for a minute. So, Copper, you let me know when you're ready with clip four. But clip four is Lara Logan talking specifically about women's rights and where we're going in Afghanistan and what it's going to be like. I see you're ready, Copper. Go ahead and play clip four.
The evidence. I've received today footage of young women at protests, which I think are in Kabul. I'm going to be releasing that when I have been able to vet it to know for sure. But there's gunfire breaks out. These women are screaming and terrified. I have another photograph from Reuters of a Taliban fighter pointing an M16 American-made rifle, probably courtesy of the U.S. military, at a woman, and then another picture of her body. And I'm trying to vet and confirm that. But there's women protesting all over Afghanistan now who are being shot at. There's been a number of policewomen executed, as you mentioned. And the Biden administration has all of the evidence that they need. They had it before. And what they're doing is just lying to you. And you know, Sean, you remember Schindler's List, right?
Yeah, she was going down a different road there in terms of Schindler's List. And what she's about to start talking about there was the fact that there are people doing what they can to rescue. And if you remember Schindler's List, amazing story of a man who operated clandestinely to rescue Jews in Nazi Germany. And there's no telling how many he saved, how many generations have sprung out of those he saved. But what she's talking about, though, there for the segue off of what I've been talking about, is the fact that women who have an equal part in our society, women right there are they are nothing more than cattle in the eyes of the Taliban. And yet the Biden administration is questioning why they don't have an inclusive government, because they're the Taliban. Because they're the Taliban. There is no change. The same hardliners that we fought against on the battlefields and that we held in detention in Guantanamo Bay and whom we still have reward out for on the FBI's most wanted list are the same people who are in charge. What did you think was going to happen? When you have rogues and thugs in charge, they're going to do rogue and thug stuff. And when they've always said they hate women and will treat them like cattle for embarrassing, you know, the prophet by daring to show their face in public, much less study, work, or protest, what did you think was going to happen, Mr. President? And by the way, the president wants to change this narrative so bad he can hardly stand it. 15 minutes from now, if he's on time, the president is supposed to give a speech outlining his 6-point plan on vaccine mandates. But what they're really doing is they're desperately trying to change the narrative. When is the last time President Biden spoke about the crisis in Afghanistan? I wonder if today the fact that Americans, actual citizens of his, the ones he's supposed to lead, guide, direct, protect, and secure the national defense and all that for, I wonder if he's going to acknowledge the fact that some of them had to get out today, weeks after he pulled the troops out. They had to wait all this time to get out. I wonder if he's going to point that out. I doubt it. What's probably going to happen is he's going to read from his teleprompter. He's going to make some crack about how he's not supposed to take questions, and then he's going to, you know, slyly turn and grin at one of the reporters and turn around and walk out the door while Peter Ducey yells at the back of his head as the only reporter who will ask him hard questions. That's what I'm predicting. We'll see what really happens. In the meantime, folks, as we head to the short break, let me just say the Taliban are no different than what they were in 2001. They're the same people who hosted the architects of 9/11. They're the same people who subjugated women. I saw it. I was there. I saw the things they destroyed and the people they subjugated. And they're the same ones now in charge of that country. And oh, by the way, they got a whole bunch of stuff that we left behind to help them become one of the best armed terrorist states in the world. All right. Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. Probably a little more on that when we get back. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, with the best audience in the world, by the way, a whole bunch of folks out there we call Right Side Ruffians. By the way, I've been saying it, but I just checked, t-shirts are almost ready. If you want a t-shirt out there that says Right Side Ruffian on it, we're about to have those available to you. More to come on that, but just know, you Right Side Ruffians will be able to wear your colors when you hit the streets and protest overreach of government. I look forward to the day that you know, you see people speaking out at a school board meeting and the back of their shirt says proud to be a Right Side Ruffian. Hey, listen, I want to finish up some discussion about Afghanistan. I am not letting this topic go, y'all. I'm not. And I'm not going to stop saying, by the way, those of you that served there like I did, your service was not only honorable, it was perfect. All right? There were any number of things that were done wrong by politicians and by senior military bureaucrats. But you, the boots on the ground, you won that war. Biden lost the peace. That's what happened. So do not think for a second your time was wasted. And for those of you that are Gold Star mothers or people who came back changed, you understand this. There is an entire world of people right now who have not had to see planes fly into buildings. There is an entire world of people right now who have not had to watch Al-Qaeda laugh at us for 20 years. And there's an entire generation, by the way, of Afghans who have had the opportunity for an education, women included, and the opportunity to see the outside world and to experience through the wonders of technology, even if they couldn't travel themselves, what it meant to see outside of their own borders. And that never happened before. And you made it possible. So folks, I'm just going to tell you, your service is appreciated. You are the bomb. And you and everything that is good out of that war came because of the boots on the ground. Now listen, I told you earlier, and if we have time, Copper, I'm going to play clip 5, but go ahead and get it ready. I may stop you partway through it just to be able to talk about it, because it's Lara Logan again, and she does talk a little long on this one clip. But you heard me say that, hey, good news, State Department's taking a victory lap because some of the people they left behind are actually getting out. Scores of Westerners got out this morning on an international flight out of Kabul. However, tail end of the story, let me read you, because I do have the paper. Let me read you. Hundreds of other Afghans who say they are at risk for helping Americans have been gathered for more than a week in the northern city of Mazar-e Sharif. There are Alabamians, by the way, involved in that group. I'm in contact with them. I've been talking to them about their efforts. And we've had planes on the ground, and you'll see video clips on Fox News. It says Cam Air on the side of the planes, Mazar-e Sharif. That's being coordinated in part by folks from Alabama. But the State Department is the one standing in the way. Copper, play clip 5. Clip 5 from Lara Logan.
We all know what Schindler's List is. Well, I just, you talked about the Special Operations Vets, and the Biden State Department and the Justice Department and the agency are working overtime to threaten and intimidate all of those vets. They're using every lever of their power to shut down those rescue operations, to drag them out. And they're now encouraging people to go to Kabul. That's the message that's going out on these networks. And I'm on a lot of these ops rooms. I am one of the people that is trying to help rescue Afghans. And I'm telling everybody that before they slap some phony kind of charges on everybody and try and imprison people for trying to rescue people, the same way that they've got people in prison for going to the Capitol on January 6th, right? And I want to tell you what they've actually been doing. They have ceded control to the Taliban, and they have sent out to their active duty forces to let them know that all of those manifests will be vetted by Siraj Haqqani. This man has a $5 million bounty on his head. He's one of the most wanted terrorists in the world. That's by the U.S., right? The U.S. designated him a terrorist. There are Americans who died and have been wounded going after Siraj Haqqani and the Haqqani network.
Okay, stop there,
Copper. There are tens of thousands of Afghans.
Stop there. That's a great clip, and she's making a great point, all right? So right now, the Biden administration is telling people, go to Kabul, you can buy a plane ticket now. We got it all, it's all good. You can buy a plane ticket. Please, everybody go to Kabul. And yet, right now, they're not releasing people to fly out of Mazar-e Sharif. And by the way, this is not hard, all right? You airlifted any number of people who had nothing to do with prior service to the United States out, Mr. President. Nothing at all. And yet we've got people that are fully vetted who have paperwork. Yes, they do have paperwork. They have passports, American passports. They have green cards. They have SIV status. And you're not letting them fly. All it would take is a phone call from the White House. And those people would have already been home. Folks, it's got to change. Got to change. All right, folks. Biden's going to do a press conference in a minute, but I've got the Grand Council coming on. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson joining me for the Grand Council here in just a minute. You're going to like it. It's going to be fun. It always is. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, and live online at rightsideradio.org. We'll be right back.